So the question is, what next? Where do we go from here? Some of you have had some pretty good ideas, actually, going through your projects and assignments. You've had some good ideas as to how to mobilize your church. You've had a couple of newsletters that you wrote. Not everybody did that. Actually, most did not, but not everybody did that. But it will reflect on your grades. And it was quite encouraging to read some of your testimonies and reports. And so I think you have a pretty good understanding of some things about where to go from here. What's next? Let me hear from you. How would you encourage each other about where to go from here? Maybe you've really feel stirred. Maybe the Lord has been speaking to you about something in particular. You might want to mobilize your congregations for more evangelism, whatever the case is. I'm giving you an opportunity now to encourage each other about where do we go from here. What's next? Who would like to share with everybody in the fellowship? Isaac.
I would say, I've been really, really impacted by everything. I mean, just the reality and the focus on the gospel in every area of our life, and really getting down to, I mean, we're a missionary wherever you are. We're not a missionary just because you're in Africa, or just because you went to another country, or just because you don't have to go somewhere to be a missionary. You're a missionary right where you are. And I think that's one thing I've really come away with is really, and I've always believed this and really tried to live it, but I think, especially with all the tools we have gotten on evangelism and stuff, we can use those in anywhere we are, workplace especially, you know, family, and then also I would say when I get back home, I really want to encourage a lot of the young people back in our area just to get serious about evangelism and sharing our faith. And
very good. Very good. What other practical steps can we take? Yes. Jason, your hand went up first.
I think one of the things that I've really been impacted by while I've been here is how much stuff you can do in a day, and how disciplined we've been with our time, every moment filling it with something. And even when you're tired, you've had 6 or maybe even 3 hours sleep, maybe even 1 hour sleep, you can still get stuff done in the day, and you can still push yourself. And many of us know our calling, we know where we're supposed to be going, you feel in your heart, you know what God wants you to do. But we can't afford to slack off and waste our time. We need to redeem the time. So we need to go back and use every moment to do to our best what God has called us to do. And then the second thing is just the need to continuously preach the gospel. For me personally, as a youth leader, I just want to preach the gospel over and over and over again. I found at BWS, every time they preach the gospel, people are impacted in some way. And so just that, like, we just need to preach the gospel wherever we go. So
that was very good. Emma.
I think that these last 2 weeks have been so, full. There's been a lot of draining moments, but I feel so, full spiritually. And I think it's important to keep up that dedication and diligence, staying in the Word, staying in prayer, and not to just let that go by the wayside now that we're back all together.
Yeah. A lot of momentum builds up during the GCC.
Yeah.
And for some, the momentum continues. We've had people who came, and especially the PT actually influenced them, you know, the most, and they've taken their health very seriously after, or whatever it is. For others, the momentum quickly fades. You know, now that the GCC is over, now we can just rest for the rest of the year. Hopefully, we don't have that that idea. Yes, Jessica.
I think from this, how you should encourage each other is, well, obviously teach people the gospel and the Great Commandments, and show them the facts from the Bible, like our time on earth is short, the harvest is big, we have these commandments from God. He give us the fruit of the Holy Spirit and the gifts of the Spirit to do what He calls us to do, and we should use that to His glory.
Yeah.
So, to trust and obey God.
Absolutely, that's right. Very good. And so, to put some some practical steps on that. What would you suggest in some practical ways to do that?
Well, like if I would go back to my church and actually teach the people that, I would do like things of like the way of the master mm-hmm. and so on in the Bible study classes, and get people to go on outreaches and to pray and to really trust in God and ask Him what is He calling for us and to grow.
Yes, very good. Did you have your hand up?
Go back, you know, work with the pastor or mobilize the pastor, because some people only necessarily listen to you because you're not the pastor. So you need to get him somehow motivated and show him what you've learned. Do up your own presentations or use these if you're going to get them, and just go over the video and audio while also going over the slides and read to what we learned here, and read to our own research, make up our own slides, and as she said, we have the master teachings on weekends, on Friday nights, on during prayer meetings.
Yeah.
Show those videos, because they're like an hour each, so instead of prayer meeting for 8 weeks or 8 episodes, to show the way of the master each week, and ladies meeting, men's meeting.
Yeah.
All those loopholes you get in church.
That's right. Using the already existing meetings, that's a helpful way. When you start a new meeting, people often are like, oh. Yes, very good. Those practical steps are helpful. I want to evangelize too. That's something you can measure, you know? Good. Yeah, so a few practical steps that I can think of that you should do after you leave.
Read.
First is read. You will receive lots of literature.
Amen.
And especially those of you who come from far, you will receive more literature than you can carry back. So there'll be a lot of reading material for you to take home. Read the old books, read the new books, read all of them. It is really true. There is a wealth of information out there. You can learn about anything if you're just willing to pick up a book and read it. Go to your home church and be a blessing. Be a blessing to your local church. I'm emphasizing that. Be a blessing to your local church. All right? You're going to go back to your local church, and for some of you, they're not going to know what to do with you. Okay, that's just the reality of it. You are also going to feel fit. You're going to go back to Sunday, and you're going to see the same people doing the same things, and nobody's taking action, and nobody's evangelizing, and nobody cares about missions. And you're going to turn into Mr. Angry, all right? Don't be this guy. Don't be the angry emotion. Be a blessing to your local church. Meet with people. Encourage people. Start the initiative yourself. Invite people to outreaches. Start prayer groups. Bible studies. Ask the pastor, can I start an evangelism group, a Bible study, a prayer fellowship? I'm sure for most of you, your churches will be enthusiastic about that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, don't just get upset about the fact that nobody's doing this. Do it yourself. Okay? Start a Way of the Master group, or show the Way of the Master in your midweek Bible study, your youth groups, whatever it is. Get people trained and equipped for evangelism. Think about the state you were in before you came here. How many of you felt very confident in evangelism? Just a few of you, right? How many of you felt not confident in evangelism? How many of you feel more confident in evangelism? Okay, very good. So the training does help.
Yes.
Don't get frustrated with people who have not had the same training as you.
Mm-hmm.
Train them yourself. Multiply what you have learned. That's what discipleship is all about.
Yeah.
Right? It's not about getting angry with people. It's about multiplying yourself in other people. Get a map. Put it on your wall. Put it in front of your desk. Put it on your bedroom wall. Get it in the church if your church doesn't have one, so that you can pray. You can pray for the world. Pray for missions around the world. Pray strategically. Pray wisely. We have Operation World over here. Those of you who don't have the Operation World book, use the Operation World website. It's got lots of information for free. You can find out anything, but you can find out something about every country around the whole world and almost any people group as well. Pray for the whole of Africa. We did that in our morning prayer meetings, me and the rest of the apprentices. We had Africa, and we prayed for every single country in Africa using Operation Will to find out, who are the Christians? What are they doing there? What mission organizations are there? Do we know anybody personally there? Are any of our contacts living in these places? And we prayed for the mission that your parents are running in Mozambique. We prayed for your dad many times. We prayed for the work that he's doing in DRC and in Burundi. And I know that he had something going on in Malawi as well with some church plants there. We're praying for him as well. We prayed for Kwasi Sabantu when we prayed for South Africa. And so, you know, some of you were affected by those prayers without you even knowing it. Mm. Pray wisely and be informed in your prayers. And we not only prayed for the countries of Africa, we prayed for missions organizations operating around the world. So Frontline Fellowship is one, but there are many others, whether it's Open Doors or Voice of the Martyrs, Presbyterian Evangelistic Fellowship, that's Al Baker's group. They've got evangelists and missionaries in many different parts of the world. Go onto their website, find out what they're doing, pray for people specifically. Don't just say, Lord, bless Mozambique with more gospel preachers and may they all come to salvation. Amen. No, pray wise prayers. Pray into the situation. Learn more about missionaries and learn more about their newsletters. You can get a whole lot of newsletters from Frontline Fellowship. You can look at them online. You can get them in hard copy. Get our newsletters. Be informed. Be involved. Be interceding. Maybe you want to get involved with a sending organization. This is John Wycliffe, sending out the Lollards and Mr. John Clifford.
Yeah.
John Wycliffe. He's got to continue. There's about, I think somebody once said there's about 12 different ways of spelling his name. Because they didn't really care much about spelling. It's just, you just spell it the way you say it. So it's Wycliffe, Wycliffe, Wycliffe. Okay, so anyway. He's sending out the Lollards of you. Maybe you need to get involved with an organization that can help you, send you out. Or just pray for mission organizations. Many of you will receive, all of you will receive a lot of resources, and some of you may want more resources. There's Christian Liberty Books, which is right next door, and you heard the bookshop manager speaking to you this morning. There's our website, frontlinemissionsa.org. You can get a lot of articles, mission reports, links to all of our different social media platforms. It all sort of is, a lot of it is funneled through Frontline Fellowship website. It's Christian Action website. This is more for pro-life, pro-family issues. And then we have a huge variety of Facebook pages from African Christian Action, Dr. David Livingston, Frontline Fellowship, IDOP Africa, International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church. I don't know how many of you know about this. We'll celebrate International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church. When November is close, go onto this website, IDOP Africa, and you can learn more about the persecuted church and intercede with the rest of the world for our persecuted brothers and sisters in Christ. It is Literature for Africa. Do you all know what Literature for Africa is? Who does not know what Literature for Africa is? Okay, a few of you. You know the storeroom that we've got at the back where we keep all of your wonderful Arabic literature? That's called Literature for Africa. We have people from around Cape Town, around South Africa, and around Africa, and we have visitors who are very interested in this ministry who come from the world. Yesterday we had someone from Germany, two people from Germany if you include our visitor in the back, but we've had people from all over coming to visit to receive literature and distribute it widely. Pray for Literature for Africa. Have you seen how many pallets of literature we have out there that needs to get distributed? We need more ministries to come and take this literature and distribute it wisely. And it's all for free as well. So if you know people who need literature, tell them to get you. If you're in Cape Town, come here yourself. You can get books, Bibles, Sunday school material, tracts, a whole host of things for free. But I don't know why we still have all those pallets. I mean, you know, I would think more people would be interested. But we do distribute tons and tons and tons every year. there's the Reformation 500 Facebook page, which was obviously launched because last year was Reformation 500, 500th anniversary since Martin Luther nailed his 95 theses to the door of the Castle Church in Wittenberg, Germany. This is more with Reformation issues and anti-Islam items. Victorious Christians have changed the world. Victorious Christian women, speaking a lot about modesty issues. Vikings for Christ Facebook page. There's the William Carey Bible Institute. It's our correspondence Bible college that we run from this mission. And it actually reminds me, I've got a whole lot of people from North Africa who have just submitted a whole lot of assignments which I need to grade. And you have people from all over doing this William Carey Bible Institute, which is also free. And most of the books that you receive on this course are textbooks for the William Carey Bible Institute. So pray for our William Carey Bible Institute and the people that we have around the world who do not have access to the training that many of us have. We Love God's Animals Facebook page and Wonderful Wildlife Facebook page. Those of you who are very fond of animals, you can like it. And if you're not fond of animals, you can still like it and become fond of animals. Mm-hmm. Young Reformers, Out to Change the World. We deal with a whole lot of Reformation issues and different things that have to do with young people. There is SlideShare. Some of you have asked about the presentations that you've seen on this course and on the camp. You can download, I think all of them are on SlideShare. Maybe mine are not, but all of Dr. Hammond's certainly are. You can go and get the PowerPoint presentations and use them yourself. You don't change them, but if you want to use them, show them to your Bible study or your church or whatever, you're welcome. Use it. It's there to be used. The same with all of our material. You can copy it, distribute it freely without permission, so long as you don't change it. Mm-hmm. SermonAudio.com. A lot of our sermons are on here, lectures that are given at Reformation Society, and most of the presentations that you've heard on this course in camp are already on Sermon Audio. So sermonaudio.com, you can find a lot of information from us, as well as if you want more sermons from Al Baker, sermonaudio.com, he's also got his own page over here. It's a fantastic resource. They vet everyone who wants to upload onto this sermon sharing network. Obviously we can't recommend everything that's on here, but they do make you subscribe to a certain standard before you share. It's also important that you maintain what you have learned through repetition. Okay, so resources like this are great, but you've got to keep it in your mind. You've got to maybe listen to some of the presentations two or three or four times before it really starts to sink in. Some of them, the scriptures come at you like that. We like to use a lot of scriptures in our presentations. And you can't always write them down. You might forget them. Go back and listen and study. Mobutu said that the first time he came to the Biblical Worldview Summit, he didn't like a lot of what was said. He felt that it was unfair, and he gave a few examples. He went to Charles and he said to Charles, you know, they're saying these things, and I don't like it. I don't like what they're saying. And Charles said to him, well, go and study it more. Go and get the lecture notes, go and get the sermons, get it and listen to it over and over again so you properly understand it. He went back and he started to study the scripture quotations and the notes that went with the presentations, and he started to understand it with greater detail, and now he is a very great supporter of ours. And you can ask Kyle how he was really helpful in the discussion group. So some people who didn't like what we had to say at the Biblical Worldview Summit, I think I had all of those people in my discussion group, but he was really helpful and sharing his testimony about how through studying these things he learned not to take offense at just something that he heard or a comment that was made, but to really study the issues and move forward. So, get it into your system. All right, any other suggestions, questions, or comments? Heidi.
Can you start, when you go out into just evangelizing, instead of, like, one day,
like evangelize two people this week or something like that. That we, if we are being judged and persecuted for our faith, that we really need to look at Matthew 28:18-20. And I know that's helped me quite a bit. So it's one of God's instructions for us to go out and make disciples.
Yeah.
So just use that as encouragement and everything.
Absolutely. Absolutely. To constantly be encouraged in the scriptures. Very good. Any other questions? Comments? Suggestions? Marvin?
I don't have anything to add. I'm just excited to go home. What I learned here.
Good. Very good. Okay.